Welcome to the Janny and Angie Show with January Donovan and Angela Schneiders. We have a dream to rebuild our church and restore the tender love of Christ to every human heart. We believe in women's irreplaceable role in rebuilding our church, our culture, and our domestic church. As St. Catherine of Siena reminds us, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. It is time to rise and reclaim souls for Christ. We must deepen our formation as women and prepare ourselves to lead the new evangelization. Our vision in the Women's School is to build our church one woman's formation at a time, and only then will we set the world on fire for Christ.
Does the Women's School teach the law of attraction? In the firm response is no, we do not teach the law of attraction. So what does the Women's School teach? Well, there's this part of our brain called a reticular activator system, RAS, that little part of our brain that God designed that allows us to expand what we focus on. So that if I, for example, am looking for a white Honda Accord, all of a sudden I start to see all the white Honda Accord in the car that I probably haven't seen before. If I am getting engaged, all of a sudden I start to see all the rings or all the weddings or anything that's wedding related that I probably didn't see before. Or if I am pregnant, all of a sudden I start to see all the pregnant women, pregnant fashion, anything that has to do. Why? Because now that is my focus and that expands my focus. It is designed to actually help us stay focused. I believe it's a gift that God gave us. Now, if I am focused on how difficult and how hard motherhood is, guess what's going to happen? I am going to find more evidence of how hard motherhood is because of that reticular activator. If I am going to, you know, focus on how much opportunity motherhood is for me to actually be joyful throughout the day, I'm also going to find opportunities to be joyful throughout the day. Now, all of this is a formation of our mindset. What does that mean? It means that we actually develop our perspective so that it matures into a perspective that helps us to actually see the good, true, and beautiful in everything we do. Our thoughts have consequence. And here's why. For example, I, in my thoughts, am judgmental, critical, and always looking at the worst in people. What does that thought process, what is the consequence of that thought process? Well, chances are I will surround myself with people that are negative, that people that are positive don't want to be around me, and that my life will then feel as though everything is always horrible. We attract our attitude. So that is an important distinction, because to say that our thoughts do not have consequence then is to negate a responsibility to actually discipline our mind. And that is what we teach in the Women's School. It is about disciplining our thoughts. It is about honoring and valuing every human person. It is about taking responsibility for our thoughts and our behaviors. Words come from our thoughts and words become flesh. If I am criticizing somebody in my thoughts and I'm using those words and thinking them, it is only a matter of time until my behavior follows my thought pattern. So do I teach the law of attraction? No, I do not teach the law of attraction, but what I do teach is taking responsibility of your thoughts so that you can use your God-given reticular activator system then to promote and protect what is true, good, and beautiful. And that, I believe, is what we ought to do as women. We need to be protectors of what is true, good, and beautiful, and we need to develop our mindset, mature it so it has the capacity to then see and seek the good and repel what is not good, so that our lives become a living testimony of our Creator. The creation should always reflect the Creator. Our thoughts should always reflect the Creator. Our thoughts have consequence, and they are attractive to people if our thoughts are kind and gentle and patient and loving. So there is no way around the disciplining of our thoughts, and that is what we teach in the Women's School. My name is January Donovan, founder of the Women's School, where our mission is to rebuild culture one woman's worth at a time, beginning with your own. Our focus is to rebuild women's mindset, skill set, based on the integrated woman. And I cannot tell you the joy and the privilege it is for me to bear witness to the transformation of women every day because they see who they are and whose they are.
Thank you for joining us today. We would love to hear from you. Please write us at info@JannieandAngieShow.com. We would love to hear your comments and questions. And to learn more about our work at The Woman School, please visit our website, thewomanschool.org. Finally, we encourage you to take the wholeness quiz, which you will find on our website, thewomanschool.org. Because as St. Edith Schein taught us, as a woman becomes whole, she becomes a pillar on which others can lean to be made whole. Thank you, ladies. Until next time, let us rise and together rebuild our church.